you know, it's reinforced every time that, there's an event or our country is threatened, as it is now in North Korea and others. It's reinforced again. We have individuals in our at our agency that are being either on duty or going on active duty. And, of course, we'll hold their spot while they go and do that. It's very important, but they'll be gone 9 months to a year out of their job defending the country. And if you think it's difficult, you know, you got problems one way or another, think about leaving the country for a year and coming back and trying to get back into your same employment, your family life. You know, they don't make it home for Christmas. So it's pretty amazing the work that we have, our regular people. You know, half of the people deployed anymore, National Guard or Army Reserve. So we've got people leaving every day and coming back, particularly in Mississippi. We have a heavy support of the Army Reserve and the National Guard. So they're deploying. Talking to General Durbois the other day, and before him, General Collins. I mean, we got people going over and training at Shelby. We're starting in February, and we got, you know, several groups going over to, I guess they'll be in Kuwait or could be in Afghanistan. I'm not sure. But anyway, there'll be people leaving. So the way you honor that is you go cast your ballot and you tell them it's important and you show them it's important by taking 5 minutes and getting in your truck and go cast a ballot.